Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, everybody, welcome. Friday edition of the Eagle Hour back on the air. We're glad you're with us. We're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio in Hattiesburg. Bob and Andrew, thank you very much for tuning in. I want to get right to the show. We've got some great guests for you today, and we're going to start out with a man that needs no introduction to the Southern Miss audience. Excuse me. Former head football coach Todd Monken, of course, now the offensive coordinator of the Baltimore Ravens, and excited to have him back on the Eagle Hour. Coach, I really appreciate you coming back on the show. Always enjoy our conversations.
Well, appreciate you having me.
Coach, a great year for the Ravens. I know you didn't get quite as far as you wanted to, but offensively, your team was right at the top of the league in virtually every category. Real quickly, your thoughts about the Ravens season and the degree of satisfaction you have right now with your team?
Well, I would agree exactly what you said. I mean, we didn't get the end goal, but if you win your division, you win a playoff game, it's a hell of a year. And, you know, we've got good players, we've got good coaches, and, you know, we just got to keep fighting. We got to the AFC Championship a year ago, and we got to the divisional round this year, and we just got to keep scratching and clawing to find a way to take that next step, really.
As an offensive-minded guy like you've always been, Coach, it's got to be a great pleasure to have talent like Lamar Jackson on your football team and Derrick Henry. Talk about those two young men, if you will, sir.
Well, first off, they're not only tremendous players. I mean, they're very, very talented, but they're great people, very humble. I mean, you're going to be hard-pressed to find two more humble superstars that really just want to win. I mean, they want to know what the plan is. They want to know how we're going to attack people, how we're going to utilize their skill set, and what's going to give us the best chance to move the ball and win. So that's been great. That's first and foremost. And we've got good players around them. I mean, we've been good up front. We've got good skilled players. We've got guys that can match up. You know, when you're trying to throw it and on the perimeter with our tight ends, our skill guys. So that's been a lot of fun. You got to have good players. I mean, let's just say it like it is. You got good players, it makes it a hell of a lot easier.
Todd, I want to switch gears real quick and ask you to kind of get your insight of maybe what Charles Huff is going through here at Southern Miss. He kind of takes over the program kind of in a similar spot to how you took it over. And I was wondering if you could shed light on what it kind of takes to have to rebuild a program kind of even more so now at scratch with the transfer portal. But what has to happen in that first year for a coach when you take over a program that really has not been successful?
Well, I can't speak to how it is now because it's so different. So different than 10 years ago, 11 years ago when I came there. But I can say this, that Southern Miss is an unbelievable place, unbelievable cooperative spirit. I say it every time I come on. The people want to see the football program be successful. They want to help the players be successful. And within a five-hour radius, you've got a number of really good football players. So I don't think anymore, and I've never thought that I don't think it's going to take that much because I think it's an unbelievable place. You can get good players. You've got great support from the administration, from Jeremy McClain. Obviously, Coach did a great job at Marshall and won there. So, I mean, how lucky is Southern Miss to get a guy that has already had success as a head coach, been at a place like Alabama? I think it's an unbelievable match. I'm so happy for him and for Southern Miss.
From your time, it's because you've had a very successful career since you've departed from Southern Miss, and everybody still talks highly of you here in Hattiesburg. But I wonder, what, just in your 3 years here from Hattiesburg, how did that affect your coaching style, if it did? What did you kind of take away from that? I mean, it seems like, you know, it was critical in helping you develop as a coach.
Well, first off, thank goodness Bill McGillis gave me 3 years. You know, in today's day and age where people want instant gratification, want to see you win now, I mean, we struggled our first year, and I did as a head coach. You know, you think you're just going to walk in, and you've had all this success as a coordinator, and you're just going to walk in and win, and that's not the case. I mean, I learned a lot in terms of how to understand that it's not that simple, you know, that it takes more than just, you know, good coaches. It takes good players. It takes support. And, you know, obviously our third year, we'd recruited well. We took some transfers, and that led to us to having the success we had. But at the end of the day, it's more than just about you. And I think that's hard when you've had success previously as an assistant to come in. You think, oh, I've always had success, this is just going to translate. And that's not always the case. And every situation is a little bit different. But we had a great staff, as a number of those guys have gone on to have success, and we had really good players. I mean, unbelievable support, talented players. We developed them, and, you know, we had an elite staff.
Coach, obviously before you went back in the NFL, you had two incredible years at Georgia. Two national championships as the OC there, but am I correct in making the assumption that your goal has always ultimately been to coach in the league? What is it about the NFL that's so attractive to you?
Well, first of all, I've been lucky enough to coach at both levels. I mean, that's a blessing within itself. I mean, to be able to do what you love for a living. I mean, my dad and all his brothers were high school football coaches. My cousin Jeff at Army are high school football coaches. My brother's a high school football coach, so it's all we've ever really known. So I don't know. I wouldn't say there's a preference other than I like to be where you have good players and you can win. I think that's probably as much as anything. I guess you could say that there's the ultimate challenge of being in the NFL, going against the best. But the toughest thing in the NFL is you can win every week and you can lose every week. And it's 10-7 and 11-6 in the NFL is a good year. I mean, that is. I mean, that's almost like winning 100 games or 90 games in baseball. I mean, it's hard because every week you're going against really good people, really good coaches. So it's maybe a little bit more of a challenge that way. And then ultimately, you know, trying to give yourself a chance to be a head coach at that level. That's probably as much as anything. And that's why I left Georgia. I mean, there were some other opportunities to leave, but not like the Ravens. Not with the history that had, obviously having a chance to coach Lamar made it too hard to pass up. Or I would have stayed at Georgia because we have good players. Kirby had created an unbelievable culture. I was very lucky to come in there after the culture was created. And had really good players. So,
well, in the NFL too, coaches, it would seem like it's more of coaching football as opposed to being a head coach in college football, where you're recruiting, you're having to make sure kids are in class, all those sort of things. Did that play any role in your desire to get to the National Football League again?
Well, some of that is true. But there are some of the things that you do miss about college football that comes with college-age kids, with a lot of the things you get that are non-monetary reward that I think are really cool about whether you're a high school football coach or a college football coach that I think are awesome about it. But you're right in that regard. I mean, really, other than a little bit that we do at the draft, you know, in evaluating players or free agency, at the end of the day, you're doing football every day. So I like doing that. I mean, that's what I like to spend my time on, you know, trying to scheme up ways to score and look what other people are doing and, you know, developing your players and all those things that you don't get to do nearly as much in college. You do, because there's the recruiting aspect, there's the players in terms of going to school, all the other things you have to do. But there is a lot of that that is rewarding. I mean, that you certainly develop greater relationships with your players, whether it's in high school or in college, than you do in the NFL. Because, you know, now maybe that's changed. I shouldn't say that, because now with the transfer portal, probably just like our place, where the roster turns over so quickly, it's hard to develop those kind of relationships. But I enjoyed that part of college football, the relationships that I still have with the players that we had at Southern Miss.
Coach, if you got it, just I don't mean to interrupt you. We're fixing to hit a break here. You got a couple more minutes? You can stay with us.
I do. Yeah.
All right. We've got former head coach Southern Miss Todd Monken on the show with us. Now, of course, the offensive coordinator, one of the great franchises in the NFL, the Baltimore Ravens. Short 3-minute break. Back with Coach Monken right after this.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, welcome back. Opening segment of the show sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit, which is a great place to cater opening weekend of baseball next weekend. We'll be talking more about that. This segment sponsored by Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street, where you can pick up all your Southern Miss apparel. I want to get right back to it. Offensive coordinator of the Baltimore Ravens, former head coach here, Todd Monken, very gracious to join the show and spend some time with us. Coach, I'm going to have to bring this back up, and then I'll let Andrew finish his question. But you just said something to us that was hilarious, really, off the air. I mentioned to you that there are many people who think you're the best football coach that has ever coached at Southern Miss. And as I told you, sir, that'd be real hard to argue with. But you had such a great comeback. Can you repeat what you told us about your philosophy of taking jobs like that?
Well, first off, I'm going to start by saying that when you talk about following Larry Fedora and Jeff Bauer, who absolutely killed it there, you know, I mean, and I can't even begin to even go further back. I mean, let's just say that as it is. I mean, and I've gone on to have some success after that, which is fine. Again, that's a credit to a lot more people than me, but I would say that's easy to say, because I said that off the air. It's like, I took over when it was 0-12. I mean, holy cow. You know, I mean, so at that point, it was down. And hell, we went 1-11 my first year. No one was saying that we were 1-11. I mean, so, I mean, it took work. But it's a great place. It's why I wanted to be the head coach there. And I've done a pretty good job of trying to find jobs that you can buy low and sell high, or where they got really good players. I mean, it's and then just work your butt off to be really good. And like I said, I've been really fortunate have a lot of really good coaches I've worked with and a lot of really good players. And as I've said this, I mean, Southern Miss is a great place. Not a good place, a great place. And always has been and always will be. And, you know, I was just lucky enough that, you know, after a down year, they chose me to come and help to kind of bring it back. But and in some ways, I regret leaving when I did. You know, I mean, but it was the opportunity that I had to take. It wasn't that I had to take it for my career. Where I am now is because I did leave. I hated leaving the staff. I hated leaving the players. I love the place, but I wouldn't be where I'm at today if I wouldn't have done it.
You talk about, you know, jobs that where things are low. There's a lot of Hattiesburg fans I would love to see as the Saints head coach. But truthfully, though, I mean, I know you just signed an extension with the Ravens, but is that something you hope to do one day? I mean, aspire to one day land the NFL head coaching job somewhere?
Well, for sure. That's one of the big reasons I came back to the NFL. It was to give myself an opportunity to be a head coach in the NFL. That doesn't mean that it will ever happen. I have a great job. I'm with one of the premier organizations in the NFL. Talk about stability, ownership, from Steve Bisciotti to Ozzie Newsome to Eric DaCosta to John Harbaugh to having arguably the best quarterback in the NFL. I'm unbelievably lucky to be the head coach of the Ravens. And probably in a lot of ways, my job is better than a number of the head coaching jobs in the NFL. We're going to win. We've got good players. We've got that organization's proven that. The quarterback's proven that. But it still is out there as a goal to give yourself a chance one last time. I'm not getting any younger. Just an opportunity to be a head coach in the NFL and run your own program.
Will you be watching the Super Bowl, or you just look at the tape?
I'll watch it this year. Last year when we lost in the AFC Championship game, and I didn't call it very good. I didn't do a very good job in the AFC Championship game. I couldn't watch it. There was no chance I could watch it. But this year I'm going to watch it. I'll watch it this year.
Who are you taking?
You know, it's a little further removed. Oh, I don't know who I'm going to take. I mean, both are great teams. I mean, both are fantastic teams, you know. And, you know, it's exciting. You know, it's always exciting. Two of the best teams, two great coaches. So I'm excited to watch it.
Coach, I want to take you back to Southern Miss for just a minute. I don't think I will ever forget the scene in the locker room in Memphis when your team came from behind at halftime and won that last game of the season, and the love that you showed for your players that afternoon in that locker room. So the next year you go and you play for the conference championship. How difficult, Coach, was it for you to say goodbye to those kids and to leave Southern Miss?
Well, it was hard. I mean, it was hard leaving the coaches, all the hard work you put into it. You finally, we didn't get to the pinnacle. We didn't win the league. We lost to Western Kentucky, but we got to the championship. We got it back to where we had good players, where we were stable and competitive, and it was hard. There's no question that leaving the players, the guys you recruit to go there, and the coaches, without a doubt. But at the end of the day, it wasn't something that I had a choice of. Once you choose this profession, when the opportunity comes to take a leap of faith, to advance yourself in the profession, you have to do it. It wasn't a matter of, you know, it wasn't really a choice, to be honest. And that's happened a number of times in my career. If I wanted to be head coach in the NFL, I had to leave Georgia. Georgia's a great place. I've left, in order to come to Southern Miss, I left Oklahoma State. That is a great place. You know, so that happens a lot in the profession where you have to leave great places in order to get to where you want to get to achieve your goals and aspirations. And it wasn't easy. It was hard. It was, but at the end of the day, from the business that we choose, it wasn't hard.
If Charles Huff were to call you tonight and say, give me some advice on how to take this team where it needs to be, what would you say to him, Coach Munkin?
Well, first of all, he's not going to call me because he doesn't need my advice. He's already done it at Marshall. He's been with Nick Saban. He's seen how it's run. He's seen how you develop a culture and a winning program. He doesn't need my help at all. I mean, at a great spot. It's really, sometimes things just happen right. It's the right guy at the right time, in my opinion, for what Southern Miss needs. A guy that's a proven winner, been in a program that's seen how it's supposed to be run. And like I said, I mean, I think he's going to kill it. And, you know, I do think it takes a little bit of time, whether it's Southern Miss or anywhere, is, you know, what I might view as Southern Miss or what someone 20 or 30 years ago might view is it's not the same today. You're all on equal footing. Like, as much as the fan base may think, well, hey, we're not this program, we're not that, but yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. You're going to have to fight your ass off to get good players because it's no longer, you're in the Sun Belt. There's a lot of good programs, a lot of good traditions, and the good news is Coach Huff's already been through it, and he's going to kill it. I'm a big fan of Jeremy McClain. I'm a big fan of Southern Miss and the people and their support. And, you know, so he's going to kill it. And I can't wait to see it.
Unrelated note, I wanted to ask if you still keep up with some of your guys from the Southern Miss days. I wanted to ask about Nick Mullins. He's still very much in the league. It's kind of surprised that he's still having a pretty solid career. I mean, do you keep up with him? And is it a shock to you?
No, a lot more by text, but there's a number of those guys you keep up with. And if they're still in football, that makes it easier, right? Because it's what you do. Whether you're in college coaching or if they've gone into high school coaching or they're still playing, it's easier to keep up with them, right? Because your paths are going to cross, or maybe advice. But, no, there's a number of guys that will reach out from when I was there. Whether it's, hey, great job, coach, congrats. Hey, I want to be at the game. Like, I'll give you a funny story. Like, Ito Smith. So, Ito, when I first left Southern Miss and went to Tampa, he got done playing. So, he wanted to come to, like, we were playing the Cowboys. And he wanted to come to the Cowboys. It was like, I think, whatever it was. I can't remember. 16, 17, 18. I can't remember. He wanted to come. He said, hey, I'm bringing some people. Well, we didn't get free tickets. I said, screw it. Ito, okay, I'll take care of him. So, I buy him 4 tickets, right? Set him up, right? I see, like, the next day on social media, he's wearing a cowboy jersey. I'm like, I mean, I bought the tickets. Like, if you go ask the head coach, go ask Jason Garrett for free tickets. And, like, you can't do that. I'm making a joke, but it was like, so those guys do keep up and come to games and text me. And, you know, and again, it's hard for me to keep up with everybody, but I always appreciate when guys stay in touch. And those are the things when you asked me, like, what's really cool about coaching in college or high school is all of that. That really is the non-monetary rewards when guys are happy for your success and want to stay in touch, because it would suck if they didn't. Like, you would feel like you did such a crappy job if guys didn't feel like that your whole mission was to try and create the best version of them. Like, what are we really doing? You know, like, it would suck if they didn't want to talk to you. Or at least when they saw you, they didn't want to smile and say, thanks, coach. Thanks for everything that you tried to do for us, which is what we do. You know, never forget, you got a job for the players. That's what we do.
You coach?
Know? So it is cool to stay in touch with those guys.
I'll tell you what we appreciate, coach, is every time we've ever called you, you've graciously come on our radio program. We're grateful to you for that, Coach Monken. We're all big fans, and we wish you nothing but the best.
Well, thank you. Again, the reason I do it is because my love for Southern Miss and for the Hattiesburg area. Great people. Wouldn't have done it without them.
Thank you very much, Coach.
Thank you, Todd.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Coach Todd Monken, everybody, on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. We'll be back.
Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, many thanks to our friend Todd Monken, offensive coordinator, of course, for the Baltimore Ravens. We really appreciate his input. And it's always an interesting and fun conversation with Coach Monken. DBAT sponsors this segment of the show, as they do every day. Also want to thank our good friends at 4th Street Bar and Grill for all they do. And remind you about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast that you can hear every day on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Hey, we are equally as grateful today that our buddy Patrick McGee is coming on the show. It's Super Bowl week in New Orleans, and as the sports editor of the Times-Picayune, I'm sure Patrick has plenty to do, but we really appreciate it, Professor. And you said there's a lot of excitement down there, big media parties, and I guess it's an unusually active weekend in a city that's always pretty active.
Yeah, it feels kind of like, you know, I mean, there's just so many events surrounding the Super Bowl. You know, they're usually backed up by some big sponsor, some big corporation, something. And it's just, for the last, you know, 3 or 4 weeks, I've just had an endless stream of invitations to events in town. And I mean, at one point, I just kind of had to tune in out because there was just no way I could really make it to any of them and still be productive and getting everything done. Fortunately, we got a lot of reporters who've been out in the field and checked things out and been to, last night it was NFL honors. They went and covered the red carpet. And, you know, NFL honors, it's, you know, it's a little bit of a snooze fest, but last night was actually pretty here. I thought it was a good show. They announced the NFL Hall of Fame class of 2025. Thought there for a minute Cam Jordan, the Saints defensive end, was going to be man of the year. But Drew Brees was there to give it to Armstead of the Jaguars. So this week's been a blur. Obviously, as sports editors, there's just a lot, you know, and I got on the job back in September, and, you know, pretty quickly I realized, I was like, dang, Super Bowl's in New Orleans in February. Yeah. That's kind of a baptism by fire, just kind of going through a full football season and think you're kind of through it, and then, oh, there's the Super Bowl waiting on you. Oh. So it's been a lot. We had a 34-page special section that our desk was that we did a lot of planning for, and our desk was able to put together and get out this morning, and I think that'll be going into going out on the stands and people being delivered on Sunday. So it's been a lot, and it's kind of a relief to feel like that day's getting closer and closer and we're getting everything done and everything's falling into place. And, yeah, there's a football game being played on Sunday, but, gosh, there's just so much going on this week you almost kind of forget about the game itself at times.
Patrick, you know, first off, you know, I texted you a while back, but congratulations on the new gig. But my question for you is, you know, obviously there's going to be a lot of people heading down there just to be around the Super Bowl festivities. Obviously, there was the horrific terror attack to start the year. What's security like? What are things people should be aware of if they're heading down to the city this weekend?
Well, I mean, they've been shutting down streets off and on all week. And you could see just different security measures put up, you know, barriers between, you know, in front of the convention center, stuff like that. And, you know, President Trump is supposed to be in attendance on Sunday, so that's only going to heighten things that much more. So if you're going to go to the game, if you're lucky enough to go to the game and be able to afford it, I would advise getting there a little early or a lot early. I guess we're looking at a 5:30 kickoff. It always seems like it comes a little bit later than that. But yeah, there's a big focus in on this, and ever since the terrorist attack, I know the federal government really tried to ramp up their efforts in terms of securing the city. And but you don't really hear people talking about, oh, you know, I can't do this and I can't do that because of some type of measure they've taken to really kind of limit movement or anything like that. It's a challenge just based on the number of people in town and the parking availability and stuff like that. But I imagine on Sunday, for people going to the game, they just got to be prepared to get there early and go through a significant security check.
What, I guess, to talk about the game itself, tell me your thoughts. You know, who do you like for this one?
I think I put, whenever I put my pick in our special section, I had a Chiefs 35, Eagles 31. And I really like the Eagles right now. I think they're playing exceptionally well on offense and really across the board. And honestly, I think they might be the more talented team at this point. But it's really hard to bet against the Chiefs if it's a close game because they just always seem to find a way. I forget how is it like 12 or 17 games in a row they've won that the game was decided by one score or less, and that's just incredible. I mean, the Chiefs just somehow find a way to pull it out, but believe me, I think the Eagles do have a shot on Sunday, but I'm just done picking against the Chiefs, and it just feel like Mahomes is really kind of at his peak, And to bet against the quarterback who's playing at that level is just hard to do.
Now, is the Saints' next head coach coaching in this game, you think?
It sure appears so. I'd be pretty surprised if somebody else is introduced here soon as the next Saints head coach. I mean, all signs point towards Kellen Moore. They would have already made a hire at this point if it wasn't Kellen Moore. And I guess there is that possibility that, you know, Kellen Moore changes, you know, kind of backs away, you know, after this game or something, think, well, maybe I'll have a better offer down the road. But I know Moore's name has been associated with open jobs a couple of times over the last year or two, and he didn't quite get there or really didn't even get that close. I think maybe, even though he's, what, only 34, 35, I think he's probably realizing at this point he's got to take advantage of that first opportunity that comes along. And I think the Saints are going to be that.
If it is Moore, what are your thoughts on it, of just him getting that head coaching job? Seems like it's a good hire. It's kind of reminiscent to when they got Sean Payton all those years ago, but what's kind of your take on him?
Yeah, I don't really compare. I mean, personality-wise, I think Moore is very different than a Sean Payton. But, I mean, it does feel like from the offense, you know, it does make sense to go from a defensive-minded head coach to an offensive-minded head coach, you know. I mean, it just feels like that's what the franchise needs right now. They need more life on the offensive side of the ball. And, you know, they'll be able to go out and get free agents that really want to kind of play in that offense that Moore's going to put on the field. So I think it's a good hire. I don't think he was maybe the first or the second option, but he very well could have been that third guy. And for the Saints, kind of considering their situation, not the most desirable spot out there in this go round in terms of hiring coaches. So it does feel like a good hire. You know, I think Moore's a really good offensive mind, and he's had success pretty much everywhere he's been. Obviously, he's been as successful as any offensive coordinator in the NFL this season. So it'll be interesting to see if he can kind of command the room and really take over an NFL team. That's something I think that Dennis Allen kind of struggled with, is commanding that room. I think Moore talked, one thing that kind of struck me this week, is he talked about how it's important to be yourself and be authentic as a head coach. And I think maybe if he does it from that angle, it's like he's himself. He's not trying to be anything other than Kellen Moore. I think he'll have some success as a head coach.
I'm guilty of only grabbing the headlines, but did I see correctly that there was a little grumbling among some of the Saints players about him potentially being the coach? Did I misread that?
Are you talking about Kellen Moore? Right. No, I haven't really heard much in the way of that. No, I think Kamara and some other guys, they backed Rizzi, which Rizzi's a well-liked guy. You know, I don't think that was it. That was a matter of them really knocking down anybody else.
Okay.
There's been no indication that there are Saints players who are opposed to Kellen Moore as head coach.
But whoever the coach is, they've pretty much got a rebuilding job in front of them, don't they, Patrick?
Yeah, we've been saying that for 4 years now.
Yeah.
So it's got to happen. I'm skeptical that they're going to get the rebuild they need with Mickey Loomis still as general manager, just considering the direction of the franchise here in recent years, really holding on to some older pieces. And it feels like those guys are kind of at the end of their career. You know, you got to have a really steady each year, really kind of a boost of young talent each season. They just haven't gotten that through the draft or anywhere else. So in this team, the team just hasn't been deep enough. So, yeah, I mean, there's a big old rebuild coming up, and whether that happens remains to be seen.
Hey, one quick question I want to throw at you before we run out of time. You mentioned the expense of going to the Super Bowl. That's really not a game for Joe Average fan anymore, is it? I mean, that's more of a corporate type of crowd. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, that's basically what the Super Bowl is generally about. I'm sure there are tickets that are awarded to people. You know, they're handed out, stuff like that. But I remember back in 2009 when the Saints won the Super Bowl, there were a fair amount of fans that were able to find their way in there. Now they were putting out a good bit of money to get into the game, but nothing like, you know, what we're seeing for today's Super Bowl. It's a game for people to sit down on their couch and watch, or go to the bar and watch. It's just not a game meant for attendance. Even though it'll be packed, it'll be full of wealthy people, or people are just lucky to have the kind of tickets fall in their lap, and that's just the way it is.
So that wouldn't be people like me and Andrew when you're referring to wealthy people.
No, well, I mean, I don't know. I haven't been checking y'all's bank account yet. For all I know, y'all are rolling in it. I know the Pine Belt News pays Andrew very well. So, you know, I'm not going to talk down to you.
Only way I can make that game is if I'm covering it. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Well, Patrick, I hope you have a great weekend down there. Really appreciate you coming on today, brother. I know you got a lot to do, and as always, we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
All right, Patrick McGee, sports editor of the Times-Picayune. In the world of newspapers, that's a pretty good job, isn't it, Andrew?
Yeah, I'd argue it's probably one of the better jobs in the South.
There we go. We'll be right back. We'll wrap this week up next on the Super Talk Eagle Hour.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better, faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, what a great weekend dessert. We suggest Mo Bay Beignet Company, 2902 Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. Check out their Facebook page, and you'll see what the topping of the month is. And also want to thank our good friends at Genesis of Hattiesburg, Kevin Mullins, and Mr. Grubbs are just the best. Genesis sedans and SUVs are beautiful luxury vehicles. So check them out on their new Genesis showroom on Highway 98 West. All right, I want to thank Todd Munkin for joining the show. I tell you what, Andrew, your first week has been a good one. We get Coach Huff on, we get Todd Munkin, we get the executive sports editor of the Times-Picayune in Super Bowl week. So it's been a fun week.
I'd say so. A very full week, a wide variety of things. We also had, you know, softball coach, Southern Miss softball coach on, talked about it. There's been a wide range of topics this week. It's crossover season. It's the busiest time of year.
All right, we should mention, too, basketball will be back in action tomorrow.
Yeah, yep, they will be. Hold your breath.
The men are on the road at
I believe Ball State.
That's right, the MAC deal, and then I'm not sure who the ladies are playing, but I guess they would be probably playing at home.
I think they have Ohio as their MAC challenge.
Is all the MAC challenge. So I guess you can identify with Patrick working for Pine Belt News. These crunch events when you have to write and put together special publications, huh?
Yeah, well, he has help. I don't.
Right. Well, that would be a big difference.
And he makes a way bigger paycheck than me.
What did he say? Did he say 15? I think he said 15 people working for him out in the field.
That's probably just on the Super Bowl, too. That's not counting the high school and college coverage that they have day to day. And, you know, the Times-Picayune and the Advocate are both run. They're basically the same paper. So he's a massive staff, which... I'm a man of one.
Right.
So,
right.
Which goes without saying, please go subscribe to the Pine Belt News. $35 for the year. That's for the print and online. That's the whole
thing.
That's
a pretty good deal, right? And you can read Andrew's great writing. And I did have a chance to visit for a few minutes with your Pine Belt News boss. And she actually talked very highly about you.
I would hope so.
Yeah, no, she talked very highly about you. And I will tell you, young man, that... I've gotten quite a few comments from listeners of how glad they are that you're on the show, and we couldn't be happier, man. We think you bring a lot of knowledge and a lot of insight to our program.
I appreciate that, but just give it time.
Give it time. Well, you are with Kelly Sander every day. But all right, softball, big weekend for them, Andrew.
Yeah, they open up today, and I think in an hour they play Nebraska, and then Marshall, Northwestern. We hit all of that yesterday.
Right,
but, Yeah, go watch. I think you can stream it for free on Game Changer, which is very strange. But if you're a baseball, high school softball, baseball person, you know what that is. So go find it on that. I'm going to attempt it myself later. So
and baseball is playing as we speak.
Yes, they are scrimmaging right now. I saw Davis Gillespie and Dre Barrett both hit home runs. So hopefully we'll see the final, get an idea of what their lineup will look like. I'll be there tomorrow as well as Sunday, and I'll have all kinds of analysis pieces coming out next week. Next week's paper will be basically Southern Miss baseball preview, and then, of course, soccer playoffs.
All right, we'll be at the Pete for 2 hours next Friday. I'm just now kind of getting started working on that, but I can tell you that Scott Berry is going to be joining us at 1:30. Hill Denson will be co-hosting the show with us. So when you get those two together, that'll be a lot of fun. We've invited Jack Duggan, and if he can, we may just have to go get him out of the press box and bring him down, because I know he's really busy. But next week will be exciting, Andrew, because, boy, you know, this community and really this whole part of the state, they are in love with this baseball program.
I'd say this, yeah, the state, period, yes, is obsessed with college baseball.
Yes, for sure, for sure. And then, you know, I don't want to look past anything, but, you know, they have these four games next weekend against Lafayette, and then Tuesday night, man, here comes Mississippi State. I mean, that's going to be interesting.
I'll do you better. The Southern Miss softball team, their home opener is against Ole Miss.
Is that right?
On a Wednesday night.
Right. So here.
Yeah.
Here. So great, great activity coming up, right?
Very busy. It'll be interesting. I'll be juggling that soccer and basketball state playoffs start next week. So I will be
You'll have a little something to do?
Just a little, couple things to do. Nothing too crazy.
Well, we encourage everybody to participate by buying tickets and going to see these events. And you can't say, well, we never play anybody big. No, you got Ole Miss softball coming to Hattiesburg. You've got Mississippi State baseball coming to Hattiesburg. But although I don't suppose you could buy a ticket. And speaking of that, though, why don't we do this next week? Why don't we give away a pair of weekend tickets to all baseball games every day next week leading up to Friday? Think we could get any takers?
I think you'll get a few.
Yeah, so we're going to do that. Starting Monday, we'll give away a pair of tickets for the Friday game, the Saturday doubleheader, and the Sunday game, and we'll do that every week, and then we will be out there Friday. You can come by our set, and we'll put the tickets in your hands. So, well, congratulations on your first week, and we're really glad to have you here.
Hey, happy to be here. Appreciate you guys having me, as always, and, you know, appreciate the listeners, too.
All right, we'll be back Monday at 1 o'clock. Until then, Southern Miss to the top.
Slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. I wanna fly like an eagle to the sea.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.